Okay, yeah, I heard you say that.
Yes.
How's that worn out?
Well, you could say worn out or give out, or, of course, educated man could use the right word, but I'm just speaking like I...
No, that's what I want to know, is what you would use. Would you say that, worn out?
Just worn out or just give out.
Okay. Well, if somebody had been working out where it was raining and sort of cold weather and everything, after they'd done that, worked outside all day in the cold and wet, what would happen to him?
Well, he stands a chance of taking cold or...
Okay. Yes. So you would say, well, I worked outside like that yesterday and that rained and I what?
It made me sick and I've taken a cold.
Okay, that's what I want to know. And when you catch that cold, when you take cold, you might get to where you can't hardly talk because you're what?
Because your throat is sore.
Uh-huh.
And from the cold,
uh-huh.
And you can't hardly talk.
It'll make you what?
Well, it makes you hoarse.
That's the word I wanted. And another thing, when you get that sore throat, it might make you do.
It'll make you cough.
That's what I wanted. And you might have to have some medicine. You might have to take some, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And so then you might say, well, I've had this cold for a few days, and yesterday
I've had it for a few days, and yesterday, it began to get better.
Okay, well, suppose it's only yesterday you got the medicine. I want you to use the word take. How would you use it? Today I take some medicine. I will take some medicine. Yesterday I... Using the word take.
Well,
how would you...
Yesterday I take some medicine.
Okay, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And then, if you want to say, instead of say, yesterday I take some medicine, for a long time I have some medicine. Take, using that word take. How would you use it there? I have taken,
would you want to call what you had taken?
It doesn't matter, but I just wanted to see how you use that word take there when you were after have. You'd say, I have taken, is that what you'd say?
I would say that I have taken this medicine or the pills.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or what, huh?
Okay. And a person who can't hear is...
Ma'am?
A person who can't hear is what? What's wrong with him?
Well, he's deaf. He can't hear.
Okay, that's the word I wanted. Now, sometimes when people get an infection, their skin will swell up in a little bubble kind of and fill up with liquid. What do you call that? That little place?
Well, you'd call it a... You could say, well, it's rising or might have a... Pulse
that's what I meant. Uh-huh. Would you ever use another word besides a rising?
Well, you could say, well, I got a sore, hurt my hand.
Have you ever heard of boil or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Would you call it that?
Well, now, you could say that it could be a boil, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, a
boil,
right?
I don't know.
I would think so.
I would too.
What would be?
Oh, it's just small and rice, and it's half a core, and you got to.
You know, I used to, way back young, I used to have rhizomes on my neck, and they.